This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
والله يدعو إلى دار السلام ويهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم.
Jealousy. Narrated Jabir ibn Atiq. The Prophet, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, "There is jealousy which Allah loves, and jealousy which Allah hates. That which Allah loves is jealousy regarding a matter of doubt, and that which Allah hates is jealousy regarding something which is not doubtful. There is pride which Allah hates, and pride which Allah loves. That which Allah loves is a man's pride when fighting and when giving sadaqah. And that which Allah hates is pride shown by oppression." The narrator Musa said, "By boasting."
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode of Purification of the Soul. In the last episode, we were speaking about hasad or envy. And we mentioned the definition of hasad. What is the definition of hasad, Ya Lutfi?
It's desiring that someone removed his blessings from Allah.
Exactly. Somebody has a blessing, like a car, like a job, a nice job, nice children, nice wife, a nice thobe, for example, and he wishes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes the blessing from that person. And this is the envy. What's the difference between that and ghibta, Gulras?
Ghibta, envy is when you want that person to be deprived of that blessing.
Yeah.
Whereas ghibta is when you want that thing, but you also want him to keep it.
Yes, in other words, you don't want to deprive him of that blessing, and you want something similar for yourself. This is ghibta. And not all types of ghibta is haram. In fact, most of it is praiseworthy sometimes. It can be praiseworthy. Well, let's have a look at some of the causes of envy, of hasad. And we spoke about them in the last episode.
First and foremost, I think it was hatred and enmity of a person. So that person may, he may dislike this person. And therefore, when that person attains a good quality, a good characteristic, a good talent or something like this.
Good blessing, yeah.
Good blessing. His hatred of that person would increase.
Yeah, and what do we mean by blessing? What is ni'mah?
It's something that Allah has bestowed upon him.
Yes. An'ama Allahu alayk. That something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given as a blessing for you. Yeah, and what was the next cause?
Cause like low self-esteem.
Low self-esteem, yeah.
Low self-esteem, so he, you know, he doesn't want other people to have certain blessings so that they are raised in ranks.
Yeah, he feels that a person's significance is compromised when someone else has attained something when someone else has attained something, and he finds it difficult to watch someone overtake him. So whenever someone else is given knowledge or wealth or things like this, then he gets an inferiority complex. And this is low self-esteem.
Yeah,
so he doesn't want that.
In the opposite, there's someone feeling so proud.
Proud, yeah. And arrogant, exactly. Yeah. And how does this get him to have envy?
He had bad...
He thinks himself better than someone else. Why should he have
and the blessing? Why
don't I have the blessing? Yeah. I'm better than him. Yeah? That's the third reason for envy. Moving on to the fourth reason, astonishment. A person is so amazed and astonished that how can other people be distinguished from them? How can someone who's either lower than them or equal to them or of the same status, how can they be given a blessing that Allah hasn't given me, for example? Yeah. So this is the three or four causes that we've mentioned. The fifth cause of envy is fear of losing one's aims. And we gave some examples about that.
Example, yeah.
Yeah, fear of losing one's common aim, Gurus.
For example, a person, as you said, you know, at a workplace, his aim is to, you know, get promoted, become a manager.
Mm.
And he sees somebody else who is more intelligent, more hardworking, who's getting promoted. So his aim of becoming manager could be lost because this other person could take his place.
Mm. Yeah.
So he becomes envious of that person.
Yeah, and he wishes
that the person
removes that.
Gets removed from that position so he can become the manager.
Exactly. And that's very common in the workplace when two rivals, they're vying for the same position. So anytime that person, he says something good or he's praised by the manager, for example, then one lowers him down. Okay, one speaks badly about him out of envy. Out of envy. Another example of that, say in the married life.
Well, they could be co-wives.
Yeah.
And they could be vying with each other, competing with each other to earn the love of the husband. So one of them could, you know, do something that's probably more love to the husband, and the other one would be she'll be even more envious of her.
Yeah. So for example, the husband mentions something about one of his wives, the other wife gets really envious. Or any kind of anything that she does, she's got a nice new dress, for example, or garment. So the other co-wife, she gets really jealous. That, you know, why is she wearing this? Why has she got this dress? I want her to be removed of this blessing from Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. Why? Because it is compromising the love that I'm trying to get from him. So this is the way that it could be manifest there. The sixth reason for envy is love of leadership and status. So this is when a person who is very talented in a particular field, if the person has been accustomed to being praised and complimented for his skill, then he will find it difficult not to envy another person who is up and coming in the same field. So when he hears, for example, people praising the newcomer who is gaining popularity in his own discipline, then he's saddened by this and he wishes that this blessing be removed or this talent be removed from his rival. And it is not pride that leads him to do this. It's not arrogance. It's not enmity. It's not fearing or losing his aims that leads him to this envy. It is rather simply the love of being singled out as a leader in his field and the fear of losing that status. So we can see this a lot in the workplace, for example. A person, he's good at, you mentioned the example last week about the painter. You mentioned the example of the painter in the last episode. How one painter, he does something, he's a fantastic designer. But when somebody praises another designer, he gets envious. And he wishes that that person removes the quality, or is removed of that quality of being able to paint well. And this is the essence of envy. The crux of envy. Let's have a recap. What's the crux of envy?
That you wish for a blessing of a person to be removed from him.
Yes, that you wish for a blessing to be removed from him. And envy is not that you just desire something more, that you want the same as that guy. This is not envy. This is ghibta, as we said. Envy, and the reason it's so prohibited in Islam, and it's a major sin, the reason why it is so prohibited in Islam is because you're desiring that the other person doesn't get this blessing. In other words, you're angry with the qadr or the destiny of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Because it's most dangerous when there's only one position available.
Yes.
Like a leader or something, where you can't have that same blessing.
Yes.
Unless he loses it.
And so the person who, if he doesn't control his envy, and inshallah, we will actually go on to see some of the ways that a person can remove envy from his heart. And actually this is a very, very important issue. A lot of people find envy in themselves. And this can lead all the way up to people like scholars. One scholar, one student of knowledge, he has envy of another one. Yeah. Okay, because he's more popular, for example. And this is totally haram in Islam. So a person must always have humility, must realize in himself. And if he does get this envy, he has to know how to remove that. And inshallah, we'll talk about that later on. The seventh reason for envy is simple impurity in the soul. And this leads a person to rejoice at the calamities of others and feel saddened by their blessings. This really is an unpleasant state to be in. It's bad enough when a person is stingy with his own wealth. But what about the one who's stingy with the wealth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the possession of Allah, with the blessings of Allah? So it's as if others are taking from the blessings that Allah has bestowed upon him. Does he not realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he favors whoever he wishes without any kind of count, without any limit, and that the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed on others do not actually limit the blessings that he can attain himself. And this is really a sick state, and it's the problem with this is lack of iman, lack of taqwa, lack of piety, lack of faith. Because a person simply gets upset when other people, when they're given blessings from Allah. And it's a sick state to be in, really. If you actually ponder logically about this state, it's a sick, disgusting state to be in. Because the person himself, he's just being stingy with the blessings of Allah. As if, you know, as if to say that Allah can only bless this person. So these are some of the causes of envy. And sometimes envy in a particular person, it can be caused by more than one, or even all of these cases, or all of these causes. And so we've seen some very, very dangerous and dangerous effects of envy. We looked at some examples. I want to go a bit more into some of these examples, and perhaps we'll look before the break at some of the remedies, and then we'll expound on that after the break, inshallah. We looked at the example of the colleague, the co-worker. Once he feels this kind of envy, what should he do to remove it? What do you think?
First of all, he should, I think, not have hatred for the other person. So maybe make dua for him, you know, that wish him well, and make dua that Allah provides him with something better or equal also, without depriving him of that.
How would this help the envy?
Because then he would no longer feel that that person is deprived of that blessing.
So therefore, he will begin to accept the qadr of Allah, the decree of Allah.
Yeah. So this is why it's a good point, and we'll mention it. We'll expound on that later. Is when a person, he has envy, he makes dua for the one that he has envy of. Imagine that. That is really from iman. That you wish for the other person, or you make dua for the other person to be raised in status, to be given more of these blessings.
Yeah.
Okay, and when a person does this, he forces the envy out of his heart.
And maybe before that, he can seek refuge.
He can seek refuge in Allah from this. And this is, again, he can make dua to Allah to remove the envy. Because
yeah.
Allah is the one who created him.
Yeah.
أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ. Doesn't Allah know what he created? Of course he does.
Does this show ungratefulness to Allah as well, that you're not content with the blessing He's given?
Yes, and this is one of the dangers of envy. As I said, it's one of the reasons why envy is prohibited, is because you're actually being stingy with the blessings of Allah, being ungrateful that Allah didn't give him that particular blessing, even though Allah has given him so many other blessings. Inshallah, after the break, we'll actually have a look at some of the remedies for envy. Assalamu alaikum.
Ask God is a program which aims to answer your questions about your deen, your faith, your way of life. This course is Islam.
This is a totally different price, but I divided the payment over this period of time. And the seller is the person or the firm which owns the item which you're buying. This form of business transaction is love.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome back.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Before the break, we were talking about some of the causes of envy, and we were talking about some of the evil effects of envy. There's so many examples in real life scenarios, and we can all think of many, many examples, I'm sure, when we sit down and actually think about them. And it's so important to keep away from these things. Let's have a look at some more examples, Good Ross.
For example, maybe a bald person, he hasn't got much hair, and he sees someone with very nice long hair, and he wants to be like him. Yeah. You know, he's envious of that person, so he wishes to, you know, at night time, go into his room, cut his hair off, you know, mess him up because he can't have that.
Extreme example.
Yeah, so that could be an example.
Yeah. What about you?
When someone is envious about other person's jacket, so he went to rip him off.
Yeah,
he went to rip him off.
Hey, leave my jacket.
Okay. Yeah.
So what did he do?
Yeah, he went there to rip him off.
Oh,
yeah.
That's not nice.
Take care.
And you can say also, like, in sports, there might be a person who has, from football, I'll take a person
who's... You like football a lot, don't you?
Yeah,
it's a very good sport, you know. And yeah, so the person might be very good at controlling the ball. Another person may be envious of this. So during a football match, he might try and physically damage that person. So he can't
damage his leg, so he can't... Yeah, yeah.
So he can't play anymore.
Yeah, okay. That's some very vivid examples there. But we can see that it's very... it is a dangerous and serious disease. We can laugh and joke about it, but in reality it is really a serious disease, because the person himself, he feels cut up, and it harms himself as well as other people. But primarily it harms the person himself who is envious. It harms him in this life, and it harms him in the Akhirah. In this life, he realizes, in fact, he can't actually harm the one who is being envied. In actuality, what he's doing, he's harming himself.
Yeah.
Why? Because he's sitting there getting cut up. He's thinking about it, preoccupying himself with the long hair or with the, you know, the football.
And he's gaining bad qualities inside.
And exactly, inside, this may lead on to anger, malice, rancor. It's like a vivid circle. The guy's envious because he was angry. And then because of this envy, it goes back to further anger,
yeah,
further malice, further rancor, further hatred.
And it can even increase in his low self-esteem as well.
Exactly.
So as you said, it's just one...
It is a disgusting, circle. It's a filthy circle. Spiral.
Yeah.
And if the person doesn't actually get out of that spiral, then he's going to get more and more envious. And then after a while, he'll come to a situation where he won't actually realize how deep he's in this envy, how he's drowning in this envy. And such that the people around him may even realize this guy is blatantly envious.
So it doesn't help the situation at all, does it?
It doesn't help the situation at all. That's why he has to learn the remedies of envy.
And probably his iman will still be
the
decreasing.
The iman goes
as well,
down. It perhaps weakens his prayer. How would it weaken your prayer?
He will not be able to have khushu.
He won't have khushu. How can a person who's envious and he's drowning in envy have khushu? He's about to pray, but he's thinking about the blessing that somebody else has got.
What do you mean by khushu?
Khushu means concentration and humility in his prayer. And so a person, how can he concentrate to Allah and keep his heart solely for Allah subhanahu
wa ta'ala? When he's ungrateful with the decree of Allah.
Yeah, and he's also ungrateful with the decree of Allah. So envy is such a disgusting sin that it leads from one thing to another, to another, to another, and it can have devastating consequences. So this is in this life. How about the Akhirah? How about the Akhirah? Because the envious person, he is really earning the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's not doing what he should be doing. Because these diseases, they come in many people. It's not something that is abnormal. Many people will get this. Shaitan will try to attack each person. And we looked at some of the traps of Shaitan. So he will try to attack a person with this major sin of envy. But what the person has to do, he has to fight against the shaitan. He has to wage jihad against his own soul and against the shaitan, so that he can move away, remove these bad qualities. And this goes with all of the bad qualities that a person has. Let's have a look at what some of the people in the area said about envy.
I think envy can affect the salah that lead you will ask for more rather to thank God on the gifts he give it to you. And I think that the one who prays to God, he has to be pure from inside, that make the salah will be accepted.
The decree of Allah will happen. What matters, the facts are the factors, the conditions or the environment. However, the envious will never gain anything of his of being envious, because he will neither gain himself in power or the power of others, as he will never reach a solution without going far away from the decree of Allah and what Allah wants.
When it comes to negative thinking, the person will tend to be more aggressive, and also will try to think anything else around him in a much more negative way.
Yes, I like that.
Yeah.
Some interesting points mentioned there. So we can see, again, the evil effects of envy. Let's talk more about some of the effects of envy. What can it lead a person to do in terms of sins, in terms of things that he might regret later, anything of that nature?
It may lead him to kill someone.
How would that be?
Yeah, when he's envious about other person, and he have a lot of bad feelings toward him, then he can maybe.
We see this in the West a lot.
Yeah. Just to touch on that, you could say that the person, if he had low self-esteem in the beginning, and he was envious of someone, it would only increase him in his low self-esteem. So much so that he might become extremely depressed. He might have to take antidepressants. And we've seen in the media that antidepressants, excessive amount of them, will just lead a person to commit suicide. And this has happened in the
West, in England, for example, or America, the suicide rate is huge. And as you said, it could be because of antidepressants, and this could have been because of envy. The person sitting. I mean, we see this a lot. It's not something that is not common. In the papers all the time, you see examples where a person has killed. For example, a wife is envious, rightly so in one sense, that the husband has taken on a mistress. Okay, haram. But what this leads her to do is to go and kill the husband, or to kill the woman, the mistress.
Yeah.
So even though the beginning of that type of envy was allowed, because that wasn't a blessing. It wasn't a blessing for the person. In fact, when he took the mistress, this was not a blessing. This is a sin that he's done. So the beginnings of that envy was allowed, but it led her to do something which is haram, like killing and so on. Likewise, the example you said of antidepressants. And you can see very clearly why this is such a psychological disease. Because a person, he builds himself up in this envy, and he just ends up doing some crazy things. Because envy is a little bit like love. How is that the case, Gurras?
How envy is like love?
Yes. How could envy be like love, similar to love in certain cases?
Like of the, some, you could get obsessed by it.
Obsession.
Yeah.
And this is why we're dwelling on this. Is because it is so common, obsession with envy, or with the object of envy. So a person's obsessed with, a lover, for example. And love also can lead to envy.
Yeah.
So they're all kind of intertwined, some of these diseases of the heart. How would one remedy envy in terms of thinking and knowledge and these kind of things?
Maybe if he was to seek knowledge about the bad effects of envy.
Yes.
Even though
and that's why we were discussing at such length some of the evils of envy.
Because then he will know his place, he will know that
it's not actually a good thing.
The sin of envy, both in this world and in the hereafter as well.
Mm.
So,
I think the Prophet ﷺ advised us to read Surah Falaq quite often, which has this seeking refuge.
What does it mean?
Min sharri hasidin idha hasad.
Yes. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. I say, I seek refuge from the Lord of the daybreak. مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقْ. From the evil of what he has created. And until the ayah comes, وَمِنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. And also from the evil of the hasid, the envious one, when he envies. And this goes on to the issue of عين, where the Prophet ﷺ, he said, الْعَيْنُ حَقٍ. And Ayn is like the evil eye. And some people, they have evil eye due to envy. And what they should do, if they have that, they should say, MashaAllah, Tabarakallah. And other people, they just have the evil eye. And the Prophet ﷺ said, Al-Aynu Haq, the evil eye is true. So in that case, again, one has to just remedy it by saying, MashaAllah, Tabarakallah. But the point that we're concerned with at the moment is the evil eye that is related to hasad, to envy. And of course, this is bad. This is not something good. This is not something that one can... this is something that one can control. And if it is something that one can control, therefore, it is something that is haram. So that's to do with the surah, Surah Al-Falaq there. And we can see also examples from the Sahaba, where one person, he had the evil eye on another, and they complained to the Prophet ﷺ, and so on and so forth. And the Prophet ﷺ remedied it by mentioning this surah, yes.
So there's also one can maybe realize that he's not deserving of any of the blessings, that he doesn't have a right to the blessings from Allah, that all the blessings that come an extra thing, a bonus.
Yeah.
So that if he doesn't get it, then he's content.
So that's kind of curing one's greed. I want that new car, I want that new house that somebody else has. Not something similar, but I want that one. Mm-hmm. This is envy. Or I want that person to be removed of this. In that scenario, yeah, one way of curing it is to ponder about the fact that really Allah has blessed us so much, but we haven't actually deserved those blessings. We don't worship Allah the way the angels worship Allah. And even if one was the most pious of people on this earth, he hasn't reached the level of the angels who worship Allah continuously without any kind of slacking. So yeah, these are different cures. We'll go more into detail about these remedies inshaAllah in the next episode, where we'll talk about practical ways one can actually cure this disease of envy, whether it's with knowledge or whether it's with action. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.